Spa, Day Spa, and Salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, SmartScan offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The city of Montgomery is seeing a tourism boost. City leaders say there is record growth in the city's hotel occupancy numbers. Room demand is up over 23,000 rooms sold from January to April. Much of this growth is credited to the Equal Justice Initiative. Lottery legislation has stalled in the House of Representatives after supporters did not have enough votes to get the bill up for debate. This would be a state lottery played with paper tickets. 75% of proceeds would go to the general fund and 25% would go to the education budget. And the Central Alabama Community Foundation awarded $123,000 to local groups. Some of these groups receiving money include the Montgomery Area Food Bank, the Family Sunshine Center, and Child Protect. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Carol Kennedy with Camo Country, and we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for many years, and we appreciate Blue Water Broadcasting helping promote Camo Country.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Abortion rights activists made their voices heard. More than 400 rallies were held coast to coast in opposition to new restrictions on abortion.
Flash flooding in the southern plains, the region still reeling from a string of intense storms.
A transgender woman was found shot to death in a Dallas neighborhood this weekend. Now Dallas police believe her murder may be linked to two other attacks on transgender women.
A former White House counsel skips a House hearing. Now another Trump aide has been called to testify.
It is the first time Russian aircraft have come near Alaska since January. Four Russian bombers and two fighter planes intercepted by American warplanes.
A secret IRS memo contradicts the Secretary of the Treasury on whether or not the president has to hand over his tax returns.
James Holzhauer has done it again.
Now a 24-day total of $1,867,142. Wow.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday, 272-9228. First-time callers, make sure that Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. There's a weekend to win. This is one of the top ones. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey. How are y'all today?
Really good. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing fine.
How's the traffic out there today?
They kind of swinging me around today. I've been up at Fort George. I got some of my guys on vacation, so I've been up in Conyers today. But it's pretty light out here on the 85 exchange. But tomorrow, look out.
Hang on for tomorrow. I can tell a lot of people are already out of town just by looking at the traffic here. It seems a little thinner. But wait till Thursday and Friday. It's going to be pumping out there.
It's going to bust loose then. Guys, the last phone call gives us hope. America, we need to be proud of these people out here raising these kids up. It gives us a bright sunshine of a look for the future. It really puts a smile on my face.
Me too. I tell you what, it really does. I love the fact that you have grandchildren or your children that are listening to this show. They may only absorb a percentage of it, but boy, they're much further ahead of the game than anybody else.
Yes. Dan, you know, it amazes me that the Democrats, I listen to Pelosi and all these other folks out there, and every day I hear the same thing, and I hear you say it a lot, that every day it's talked about, what did Trump do today?
What did Trump do wrong today?
Yeah, what did Trump do wrong today? And the big secret in this is that they ain't getting it. Every time they swipe at him, they think that we forgot that we're smelly Walmart people. We're the deplorables. We're the this, the that, the other. America, when it comes election day, let's remind these people that it's not Trump running the country. It's us or the people of this country that is running this country, and elections has consequences. I think I heard that before.
Yeah, really?
You know. So anyway, just to set the footwork here, if your bunch of idiots can't get it, every time you swipe at my president that I elected into office, Donald Trump, you swiping at me, the American people. And guess what? That's not a good thing. It's not a good thing for them to sit back and keep trying to act like it's Trump. It's Trump. They can't stand us, guys. They can't stand the conservative movement in this country. But you know what? Trump did a great job. He continues to do a great job. And if anybody can call into this show, I'll be listening to it over with, and tell me for one good reason that you have, besides all the other idiotic, stupid stuff that's coming out the left's mouth, one real down-to-earth thing that Trump's done that's so bad that we got to get him out of office.
He's breathing air. That's what he's done bad.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, happy Memorial Day to everybody. Flags up. Go Trump. And, hey, Alabama, we're doing it right. Proof of it was the last caller. We're doing it right here in Alabama.
There you go.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a good day, and I hope I talk to y'all before the holidays. If not, everybody out there, flags up.
You better talk to me before the holiday, Church.
I will.
Thanks, Whitey.
All right, man.
Let me go to the phones and go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
How are y'all?
Good.
I was just going to give y'all a little local update. About an hour ago, I left the steps of the state capitol. We had a rally, pro-life rally, to support the recent abortion law. It went pretty good.
How was the, I understand Becky spoke.
Yes, she did. She was good. She was on fire.
Of course.
She did well. Towards the end, there was one lone guy who walked up, pro-abortionist, that started screaming stuff. But besides that, it went well. They eventually hauled it away.
Tell me the crowd size.
About 150 or so, I'd say.
Okay.
It was good. They addressed, a lot of the ladies spoke, some rape victims spoke who still had their babies, about the exceptions, things like that. They addressed Senator Vivian Figure's comments, a Democrat from Mobile,
right,
about that she had said that babies conceiving rape are just residue from their rapists, and they addressed that, addressed different things the Democrats said, And it was very good, very well attended for a work day.
I'm surprised there weren't more people there. 150 really isn't that many.
It's not. It wasn't terribly well publicized. I mean, the media never, you know, led up to it or anything. But it was some motivated people, passionate people. And some pastors spoke, a lot of ladies spoke. The Eagle Forum was represented there. Dan, in addition to that, I don't want to be too harsh, but I'm not talking national Democrats, just state Democrats here in Alabama. They seem to me, have gone totally barbaric on this abortion issue. Things they've said, whether it be John Rogers, or even last night, every Democrat in the House in Montgomery voted against the Born Alive Act that they passed.
That was amazing to me.
If the baby's born after survives an abortion attempt and is born, you can't kill the child. And every Democrat voted against it. And Marika Coleman, I believe she's a Democrat, I think from Birmingham. She was speaking on the bill, and she said that.
Hey, Chloe, can you hold on?
I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. But she said she said if a baby that survives an abortion is not a person. I just thought, how far can this go? They've gone totally barbaric on this abortion.
Oh, my goodness. I've had audio tapes of several survivors of abortions that are wonderful people today who are, you know, working and doing, just adding a lot to society. I can't believe she said that. That is absolutely amazing to me. That's ignorance there, my friend.
It is. And there are some, again, like I said, rape survivors that spoke today at the pro-life rally. One of them, she had two abortions prior to her rape, and then she had twins by that. But she said they're not residue, they're human beings, and I graduated high school yesterday. And it was very powerful. And she said when she had her first abortion, she heard her baby scream. And it tore her up, you know, emotionally for years. And it's a very powerful event. But, you know, it's just going to be tough.
Well, James, I appreciate you calling in and reporting about the rally.
Yes, sir.
You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Chloe from Slap Out. Chloe, Dan Morris Show, welcome aboard.
Hi.
Hey, Chloe. Chloe, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Well, what do I owe the honor of your call today?
I'm calling from South Island, and I'm a first-time caller.
Because you're a first-time caller? How old are you, first-time caller, Chloe? How old are you?
10.
Boy, I can't wait to see our next Arbitrum ratings book. They had Chloe in and others. We're going to knock them off the charts.
Well, with the grade school demographic. So, are you in fifth grade, Chloe?
I'm in fourth, but I'm going into fifth.
Okay.
Ah. Wonderful. And do you go to school and slap out, Chloe?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Are you good at school?
Yes.
What's your favorite subject, Chloe?
Math.
Wow, we have a lot of girls who like math. That's unusual. If you can master math and science, my dear, you will go a long way. So, did you just call me because somebody dialed my number for you and handed you the phone, or did you really want to talk to me?
I really wanted to talk to you.
Thank you so much. You do my heart good there. So, have you heard the show before?
Uh-huh.
Wow. So, what do you think about the show?
My coffee.
I like that, Chloe. I like your name, by the way. Chloe is a cool name.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Where'd you get your name? Who are you named after?
My mama.
Your mama's name is Chloe? Or she gave you the name?
She gave me the name.
She gave you the name. It really is a pretty name.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Chloe, I'm going to put your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, okay?
Okay.
And the thing is, if you win, I have to meet you down there, and I'm going to take a picture and put a picture of the two of us up on Facebook. How about that?
Okay.
And we're going to do the drawing next Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
What are you going to do during the summer?
Go swimming.
Go swimming, okay.
Absolutely. Joey and I can attest to that. That's what I would do during the summer. We would all my friends and I would meet at the club and go swimming.
And Chloe, what's your birthday, your month and day?
Month and day of birth, Chloe?
February 8th.
You're just 6 days before me. Mine's February the 14th. Do you know what's on February the 14th?
Valentine's Day.
There you go. You're a smart girl. Chloe, do you want to say hi to anybody while you're on the radio?
Hi, Nana.
Hi, Nana. Is Nana your grandmother?
Yeah, my Nana's my grandmother.
Well, I know Nana. Appreciate it. You giving her what we call a shout-out. Okay, Chloe, I've got your name in the drawing. Listen in next Wednesday. We're going to do the drawing, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Man, I'm telling you, there must be somebody put some cute pills in the water.
It's just heartwarming. It is.
It is all over the place. So I used to say to my boy, said, "You took your cute pills this morning, didn't you?" Oh, Dad. Or they said that to their friends. News 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Men and women come and go. They say my heart's uncaring. Maybe they don't hold me like she does.
No, they don't.
Oh, it's unbearable. I wonder if she knows
that I turned down that hug and kiss it.
Cause there's a heart that I'm missing.
I wonder
if she really knows.
I wonder
if she knows how much I love her.
The Dan Morris Show.
If she cares about me, I wonder.
Well, go and get it one time.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Little Caesars has done it again by giving you one large pizza piled high with five delicious meat toppings. Hot and ready every day between 4 and 8 p.m. for only $9. You heard me right. Count them.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Meat toppings, including pepperoni, sausage, bacon, beef, and ham. Order yours on our convenient mobile app or simply walk into Little Caesars and pick up your large hot and ready five meat feast for just $9 tonight.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax. Canadian bacon will be substituted for ham in certain areas.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug. Is that your pet Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an Emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't
consider. So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, maybe we'll have Anna Lee and Chloe come into the studio at the same time.
Oh my, yeah.
And do a under 11 roundtable. That'd be funny. Kids do say the darndest things. Chloe and Anna Lee, I really appreciate y'all calling today. That was very, very sweet. And Chloe, I'd invite you to come and be in the studio with us one day. Just give us a buzz beforehand so we know you're on your way or coming, and we'll put you on the air. We'll show you Radio Land here. Okay, 272-9228. Let's go back to John Solomon. He's going to be talking about the docs may be released within 7 to 8 days.
It happened, Bruce Orr warned them in August of 2016. Now we got this issue, this conflict in testimony between Loretta Lynch and Comey. But Comey also signed the first warrant FISA application in October 2016 and then told Trump, then President-elect, January 2017, it's not verified. 3 months earlier, he swore that it was. How big a problem is all of this conflict pretty much between every member of the deep state involved?
Well, first, the president's going to add to the problems of the deep state when he declassifies these first documents in the next several days. I think the most important thing that has changed in the last few months.
Yeah, it is a big detail. And so we have similar sources, I'm getting.
Yes, absolutely. I've confirmed that sometime in the next 7 to 8 days, the president will declassify the first of many documents. This first one we were used to call Bucket 5, the exculpatory statements that the FBI possessed about its targets before it went to the FISA court. But let me tell you about one important dynamic that's changed. Today at the Hill, we had a new poll out. For the first time, a majority of Americans support investigating the FBI's conduct and the start of the Russia investigation. That is a sea change in public sentiment, and I think it's a sign that the American public is on to the scam that was going on here.
So, 7 to 8 days from now. So, we'll put you to between now and Thursday of next week, Thursday, Friday of next week. That's kind of interesting. So, now let's go to Doug Collins talking to Sean Hannity. And he's going to be asked about what Solomon said.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee claimed that four Trump campaign associates were the subject of FISA warrants. Okay, where are the other ones? In addition to Carter Page, she named Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, and Lieutenant General Michael Flynn.
Stop it right there. Okay, so if that is true, that not only Papadopoulos, which we'll get to in just a second, but Michael Flynn was under a FISA warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Manafort, and then, of course, Carter Page. But if we find that is true, then that is spying on a campaign, without a doubt. That's spying on a campaign. Started back at the beginning there.
Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee claimed that four Trump campaign associates were the subject of FISA warrants. Okay, where are the other ones? In addition to Carter Page, she named Papadopoulos, Paul Manafort, and Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Now, if Jackson Lee, the congresswoman, knows what she's talking about, that would be a new massive development. Here now with more on his big release, Doug Collins. What did you take out of yesterday beyond about Loretta Lynch and so much more?
Well, thanks, Sean. I think one of the things that John just talked about is the American people are turning because they're seeing the truth. For the first time, they're actually seeing these testimonies that the investigators did, and you saw that with my colleagues, with Radcliffe and Jordan and Meadows and others who did this. We're seeing the truth with Gowdy. What they found out was is that there was a conflict. What they were finding out was that there's this cover-up because they knew that if it was ever uncovered, that there would be trouble. Lynch, we knew, was basically, we've already seen the incompetence that she showed as attorney general. Now we're seeing them turning on Jim Comey, who his little run as Captain America is coming to an end. He is not what he has portrayed himself to be, and there's going to be answering for that based on what we see in these transcripts. There's contradictions at every turn.
Ah, okay. So this is Doug Collins, who's the ranking minority leader on the Judicial Committee, and he's the guy that, in the Intelligence Committee also, he's the guy that's put out the all this information, which I, by the way, started reading last night. To give you an idea, the Loretta Lynch one is 700 pages.
Wow.
They were doing 30-minute rounds of questioning with her, and they would do, Republican would ask 30 minutes, Democrat would ask 30 minutes, Republican would ask, and Trey Gowdy was leading it all, and then other people would kind of break in. It's fascinating stuff, and she kind of stumbles over some things in this whole deal. Okay, so let's continue on with Doug Collins and talk about the turning on each other now.
What do you make of John Solomon's report? We know the Bruce Orr warning. We know this woman, 10 days before the first FISA application, warned all these upper echelon. Again, not rank and file, not the 99%, very important. And they were warned in so many different ways. They had probably 10 times the amount of evidence that was exculpatory, including transcripts we're going to hear about, as John said, in the next week or so, within the next week. And they never listened to it. Why?
Because it was what they, I think they'd had a pattern all the time. Sean, we've talked about this before. This is a corrupt cabal of the top leadership who did not like candidate Trump. They definitely didn't like the thought of a President Trump. And now what they were doing is they were covering for themselves. They had what they believed, I think, was their insurance policy. They believed what they had was going to be the investigation that would show that there was a problem. And what really is disturbing here is they knew that they had a problem, that they was with these information they were getting from Steele in this dossier, and yet they went with it, as you said earlier, Comey verified this in the FISA application, but yet just a few months later said they were very unverified and salacious. We still have that today. That's the thing that's interesting here. They've never been verified. This is the problem that
they've
we're having,
debunked.
And they're turning on each other.
They are definitely turning on each other. Okay, so now we're going to move down to Papadopoulos talking to Sean Hannity. This is some fascinating stuff, particularly taking light that there, we've only known about the Carter Page, but if Papadopoulos was in it, if Michael Flynn was in it, and Paul Manafort, that is spying on a campaign. Let's listen in to Papadopoulos with Sean Hannity.
You had been hinting and then kind of saying it. You were slow in its release. You actually told people, and they have transcripts and tapes, apparently. You were being taped. Did you know you were being taped, first of all?
No. I had very suspicious meetings dating from March of 2016 all through, let's say, the transition of the Trump campaign. So when I was meeting with a lot of these officials, especially from Australia and the UK, I felt that they were spying on me. I wasn't sure if they were recording my conversations, but some of their actions were so disturbing that I ended up actually reporting them to the FBI, including this Australian diplomat, Alexander Downer.
Have you heard about the transcripts and tapes that you are apparently on tape saying that you never saw any Trump-Russia campaign collusion, you would never be a part of it, tell me where I'm wrong, stop me at any point, and that you would say that would be a betrayal to your country, and they heard you say that. Is that true? Have you heard that?
Well, I could just reference you to the meeting that I remember saying that, and that was with Stefan Halper. And it's clear by now that we know that Stefan Halper was some sort of CIA operative with this Osra Turk, who I think was also working with the CIA, not the FBI. And then clearly they were probably feeding the information later on to the FBI. But I do remember Stefan Halper pointedly asking me very strange questions. And I basically told him, what you're talking about is outrageous. Trump has nothing to do with the Russians. I have nothing to do with the Russians.
And you
because I've never
would.
Even met a Russian official in my life. Absolutely not. Actually, what I told him is what you're referencing is treason, and we have nothing to do with it. We love Mr. Trump loves America. I love America, and we have nothing to do with what you're talking about.
Okay, so if there's a transcript of that somewhere, which means it was not a Russian asset, is either a foreign asset, a friendly working with us, or is it FBI, CIA asset. So if there's a transcript that basically says that he said all that, that should have stopped everything right there. Because there was nothing there, but they kept trying to set him up, kept trying to set him up. We're going to come back to Papadopoulos right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box store, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has helped the options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A source tells Fox President Trump turned on his heel and walked out of an infrastructure meeting at the White House as soon as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi started speaking. She said this morning, Democrats believe the president is engaged in a cover-up. The president called a press conference to deny it and say he's done trying to work with Democrats investigating him.
Senator Schumer, Speaker Pelosi, I want to do infrastructure. I want to do it more than you want to do it. I'd be really good at that. That's what I do. But you know what? You can't do it under these circumstances. So get these phony investigations over with.
Speaker Pelosi says about President Trump walking out of their meeting.
For some reason, maybe it was lack of confidence on his part, that he really couldn't match of the greatness of the challenge that we have.
She met this morning with House Democrats, some of whom want to impeach the president. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The pool, the lake, and air conditioners will be very popular over the next several days. Today, sunny and hot. High temperature, about 94. Low tonight, 69. Tomorrow, maybe a couple of degrees warmer, up to about 96. That could tie the record. More sunshine. I think Friday, we're up to about 97. That would be a new record. Upper 90s Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Records in jeopardy each day. Can't rule out even a triple-digit high one of those days. No rain for the next several days through the Memorial Day holiday weekend and beyond. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Going back to Papadopoulos, he's going to be talking about multiple FISA warrants also here. This isn't it.
Let's just assume for a second that the transcripts exist and that Hannity, for the last 2 years, has had pretty good sources along the way, as has all this great ensemble team we bring on this show every night. That would mean that if they taped you and they had transcripts of you and you just said everything you just said, then when you finally were brought in, you were walking right into a perjury trap if you did not remember perfectly that which they already knew you said. Does that sound like it to you?
I think that's exactly what happened. Because as I stated, I've never even met a Russian official in my life. Actually, I worked at a neoconservative think tank for 5 years in D.C., and then I was in the energy business all throughout my professional career. And as an American doing those two things, the last thing you're doing is promoting Russian interests. So when the FBI did come to my house, after they knew that I was completely innocent of any dealings with the Russians whatsoever, clearly they were looking for some sort of perjury trap. I think that's why they went after Flynn, too, within 48 hours of going after me. And from what Loretta Lynch testified to, it looked like we had FISA warrants issued on us. Now, if it's indeed true that there were FISA warrants illicitly issued on myself, Flynn, and Manafort, then that's a big problem. And, why would they be issuing a FISA warrant on me, considering I've never even traveled to Russia? I think that's at the core of the corruption of this entire investigation, and why I think it's paramount that the president offers any assistance he can to investigate the investigators.
Investigate the investigators. I've heard that somewhere before. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda. Linda, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am very good. And you today, Linda?
I'm doing fine. My question is, in all this investigation, they keep saying collusion, collusion, collusion. What exactly or what type of collusion are they referring to?
Well, remember, the Mueller report basically says there was no collusion. But when the Democrats are saying it, that they're saying coordination with the Russians to affect the 2016 election, which is totally untrue, by the way.
Yeah, no, but by what means? By just putting an ad on Facebook? Or, I mean,
coordinating to them. Okay, a good question. To them, it's when Manafort shared polling data with a Russian, someone from Russia, that was sharing it with the Russians. That's not collusion in any shape, form, or manner. That's just somebody trying to endear one person by giving them some inside information of a political campaign. But doing it where they're trying to coordinate emails and things like that, that's what they are calling collusion. But that didn't happen, though. That's the problem. It didn't happen.
Okay. Well, I was just trying to wrap my head around what exactly form of collusion were they referring to, and and, you know, just listening to it, you know, for all the many years or how long we're doing it now.
Well, and they also were talking about, for example, when it talks about contacts with Russia in the Mueller document, they cite things like calling a Russian person with what's called the IRA, contacting the Trump campaign about signs. That, to them, is a contact of Russia with the campaign. All they're trying to do is get signs. That's not okay. That's not a contact. Asking for tickets to a Trump rally, that's not collusion.
Yes, all of it's just a basis of false. A narrative.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hoax.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that explains it further for me. I appreciate it. And can you put me in for the drawing?
For the drawing, I absolutely can. If you'll give me your month and day of birth,
9/14.
I said, all right, that's a good birthday. Bastille Day.
Did you
know that?
No.
You did not know that? No, I'm sorry, July 14th is Bastille Day.
Okay.
That's my ex-wife's birthday. I've got your name in, Linda. I hope you win, because it's going to be a great weekend to win that Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What, have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have not.
What?
Yeah, I know. I live a little bit away, and we don't get to town too much, but when we do... we just don't get that far, so, but been wanting to, just haven't done it yet.
Where do you live that's so far away?
Elmore County.
Oh, come on, that's not, you're right down the street.
Well, for some of us it is.
Get your husband, get your husband's lazy, you know what? Next time y'all come into town, drop by there. I bet you if you win, you'll go by there, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will.
Okay, Linda. Well, listen in. We're going to be doing that drawing on Friday, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Let's go to Ritz. Here's the man with the plan. Hey, Ritz.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
I am really, really, really good.
That is great. I'd have called you earlier, but I was riding along in my car in the convertible, and, you know, sound travels through that cloth top real good.
Yeah.
And the person next to me wasn't aware that they made mufflers for cars. I hope he finds out soon before he gets a ticket. But anyway, the reason I called is, you know, people calling this a hoax, it's much worse than that. This is a dirty, rotten frame job. They're trying to frame our president and all the people surrounding him. They're trying to punish the people that supported Donald Trump so they would dare not do it again for the next election.
Well, you remember how they are just all upset about Russia having influence on our election? I want to say they're going to care just as much when you have an entire administration using an intelligence agency to try to influence an election.
Massive, massive abuse of power. And it runs all through the Obama administration. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait for some high officials and heads to start rolling, because we need to put an end to this kind of stuff and let these people know that if you're going to try to abuse the power of the federal government, that there's a very high price to pay should you get caught. Otherwise, we might as well hang it up as a country, because no one will believe in our government and trust our government ever again.
I agree with you on that. And I tell you, when this next stuff starts coming out, people are jaws are going to drop. They're absolutely going to drop.
Yeah, my only hope, Dan, is that Donald Trump keeps the rhetoric down, because every time he says something about an investigation like that, they're going to always point to him using his power for political purposes.
Well, you wait on that's exactly what they're going to say. They're going to say that the IG and Barr are puppets to the president, that they are more interested in politics than they are actually doing the right thing. They're going to call them every name in the book. They're going to try to discredit them, and they're going to try to discredit Trump, and I hope he comes out blazing, with guns a-blazing and loaded for bear.
I hope so, too. But I think people are getting wise to it. You have these you know, partisans out there, they're not going to believe anything that Donald Trump says or his supporters say. So we can just write those off. But those people in the middle, we need to make sure we capture those folks and let them know what kind of abuse has gone on in the name of politics.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. If just half of what we think is true, just half, then the Democrats are going to pay an incredible price, because this thing has been so calculated from the very beginning, and the whole thing has been to get Donald Trump. And guess what they're doing in Congress right now? They're trying to get Donald Trump.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Do you think that the pace of the investigation is they're trying to make it get more into the election period?
I think that this thing is so big that I think you're going to see the first piece of it come out within a week or so, and I think it's going to be like a boulder going downhill. It's going to gain a lot of speed.
Well, they can't say the public hadn't been patient enough. I've been waiting for 2 years for this to happen, or more longer.
Well, let me tell you, they're going to try to discredit it at every turn they can. They're going to say this is made up, it is abuse of power, that is totally fabricated, that none of this is true, it's a misuse of office. They're going to say all those things. And you know who the biggest people are at fault of this? And that's the press.
Oh, absolutely. They are co-conspirators.
Yeah, because they wanted what the Democrats were wanting to do to Trump. They wanted it done.
Oh, yeah. And it didn't help him taunting them and calling them fake news. That just stirred it up even more, which I enjoyed.
I know. I'm with you. I love watching. And I tell you, they're going to be panicked. And they're going to try to put their best face of it. And the problem is, instead of doing the right thing and going with the story and telling the true story, they're going to try to perpetuate that this is all wrong. It is being done wrong. They're going to be calling this a hoax.
Yeah, this is getting exciting times for this country, and hopefully we can snatch it back from these evil people.
There you go, Rich. I want you to have a great day. So you got a truck and a convertible, huh?
Yeah, I bought this. It's not a new one. It's an older convertible. I was just messing around on eBay at lunch one day at work, and I just put in an offer on, you know, just see if he would take a lowball offer. I didn't know how it worked, and he says, "Congratulations, you've just won. You just won the bid on the car." So I accidentally bought a convertible.
What kind of convertible did you buy? Did you get a good price?
Oh gosh, yeah, I got a good price. I lowballed them, and I got a. It's a 2002 Toyota convertible, Solara, but I love it. It's a neat little old car. It's like riding a little runabout boat around town without any water.
That's how my car feels. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. And but one thing I don't like about it is that dead skunk I just passed sure permeated through this convertible top really.
Kind of porous, huh?
You do get all the smells and all the sounds very clearly.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking my call, and love your show.
Thank you, Rich. You have a great day, brother. Good talking to you. I had a client that was in his 70s, and his dream is to have a convertible. So he went and bought a Miata convertible. He showed it to me last week. It is gorgeous. Perfectly flawless.
Those are fun cars.
Perfectly flawless. Only had like 32,000 miles on it, and it was like 8 years old. Driven by another little old man that was there. News 793.1. Going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Going, but whether you're going
going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I want destiny. Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Karen, I will not read out loud what you just sent me via Facebook. Let's go to the phones here. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Ken, I am really, really good. How have you been?
Been well, thanks.
Good.
We're going to enjoy Memorial Day at the beach, I hope, along with a big crowd of patriots.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's always packed down there on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Dano, I hope all your listeners realize the gravity of what is going on. I think you're getting it across well, especially with the excerpts and your analysis, and you enjoy discussing this. But if anyone thinks this is about political power and prestige, you've got to realize this is about out-and-out survival for a lot of these people, the entrenched deep state, the swamp. Their financial future is tied up. It's a lot better than an IRA or KEO. With the advent of, we've always had campaign funds, I suppose, but with the advent of foundations, they are talking about very big money. And I think over the last couple of decades, maybe longer, a lot of entrenched politicians have seen that this is not just a way for a nice retirement. It's the way for enrichment. It's the way that a hick from Arkansas, who supposedly was a fairly bright lawyer and supposedly was dead broke when he left the White House, becomes a multimillionaire.
It's good work if you can find it.
I'm sorry?
I said it's good work if you can find it.
Yeah, well, my firm belief is they have found it, and that's what I'm talking still about all the entrenched politicians. They found it, and that's what they're fighting to protect. And it's probably going to get pretty drastic before it all washes out. But I'm glad to see that the people that are in power right now, in the administration at least, I think they're serious about getting it cleaned out. I can't wait for the declassification, Dan.
Yeah, I tell you, that would just be the IG report and or the declassification will be the first thing to look for, and then it will just get bigger and bigger and bigger from there.
Yeah, like I told you a week or two ago, it's going to be like my old crop duster buddy said. After the trial was over, the whole load.
Ken, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
You guys, too. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
You enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. Let me fit Travis in here before we head to the top of the hour break.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm great, Travis, and you?
I'm doing very awesome today. I called the mosquito shield guy.
The who?
Mosquito shield.
Yeah, how was it?
They came this morning. I have not seen a single mosquito or fly or just about any little flying critters.
Aren't they great?
It is awesome.
How big is your yard, and do you have a lot of shrubs and things?
Oh, yeah, well, all of my backyard's like a beach. It's got sand and palm trees and banana plants and all kinds of weird stuff. And, yeah, it's awesome.
Did you get the $29.95 Dan Moore Show special?
Yes, I did.
I want to tell you something, Travis. You are going to really enjoy your outdoors this weekend. I promise you. It's going to be, you'll kind of go, boy, I wish I would have done this a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to put the truck in the shop today, so I've been sitting on the back porch just enjoying no bugs.
I like that, Travis.
But, yeah, I just wanted to call you back and let you know, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you for using one of our sponsors. They are.
Oh, yeah.
Levon. Who did? Was it Levon or was it his son or who did it?
It's his son, Jay.
He is really a great guy.
Yeah.
And I tell you, when he sends you the email and says he's going to be there at a particular time, guess what? That's when he's going to be there.
It was just like when we had Mr. Electric come. They were exactly, I mean, he said 8 o'clock, he was here at 8 o'clock.
There you go. Travis, I really appreciate you calling in on that. Do you want in on the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Yes.
Give me your month and day of birth.
12/14.
There we go. We got Travis down.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Thank you. And for a mosquito shield, telephone number is 334-513-2940-2940. Give Levon a call. I want to tell you, folks, you are going to be ecstatic with the results of mosquito shield. 334-513-2940. Going to be back. Final hour of the Dan Moore Show.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. It's the place for me. Our destiny.
You and me. Should we fly away? So fast to be. Our destiny. You and me.
Dan Morris Show.